It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. Organizers are planning for this year's Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. Ticket sales for the annual fall event are expected to begin in July. The event usually brings hundreds of thousands of visitors from around the world to the city. Organizers say they plan to have health measures for the event identified in the summer, and they said public health measures may be updated and evaluated in the months before the planned event due to COVID-19. Last year's fiesta wasn't held because of the coronavirus pandemic. A large number of migrant children and teenagers have crossed into Texas, many of them without their parents. The League of United Latin American Citizens, known as LULAC, wants the Texas Rangers to play a role in helping these minors. KERA's Stella Chavez reports.
Governor Greg Abbott has claimed that some of the migrant children coming to Texas have been brought in by child sex traffickers or have been used to transport drugs. Dallas immigration attorney Fernando de Bove says he wants these kids, who are mainly teenage boys, to be granted an S visa. That's for undocumented immigrants who help law enforcement in a criminal investigation.
Once you have that application filed and then you get a hearing date with an immigration judge, the fact that you have that application filed usually lets the immigration judge basically stay the case or leave it pending or continue the case until that visa is adjudicated. So just filing the application helps the kids down the road when they go before an immigration judge.
LULAC also wants state and federal officials to work together to place the teens in foster homes while they wait for their next steps. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. We've been dealing with pandemic restrictions for more than a year, and some are getting impatient. Thoughts on that now from commentator Peter Goodman.
It's spring, and we seem to be reopening. Unless some vaccine-resistant COVID-19 variant functions like the groundhog's shadow. It's like watching plants poke their heads out of the dirt with the shy determination of a kid attending a first dance. Just when we've planted our first tomatoes, vaccinated people are dining with friends indoors, baseball teams are opening the season with partially filled stands, March Madness is in full swing, the local bridge club is discussing when and how to reopen, and the Black Box Theater will soon have small but live audiences, outdoors, in the garden. It wants to feel good. But people are still dying. The virus is still morphing. Doña Ana County is yellow, not green, in New Mexico's color-coded system. Vaccine resistors might help the virus plague us longer than necessary. Many workers are being exposed to possible infection at their jobs, and other countries, mostly poorer ones, haven't yet acquired enough vaccine. So people seem cautiously relieved, not joyful. I hadn't greatly feared getting infected, though I consistently wore a mask in public and was careful, delaying unnecessary ventures into stores. I've been playing pickleball outdoors with everyone masked. I go to court some, but I sure felt pleased and relieved after getting vaccinated. We have a lot of healing to do. Many are grieving. Some who are grieving feel anger toward Republicans for not repudiating a leader who let more people die than necessary. Many folks who did not believe in masks are angry at being forced to wear them. Some of the folks who gave us the January 6th attack on Congress are now shouting that vaccines could wipe out humanity. On all sides, our differing personal choices during the pandemic have widened and deepened a divide that was already rancorous. For some folks, the need to pull together, as in wartime, may have muted partisan sniping, but for most, it is otherwise. All over town, people sniped at each other over wearing or not wearing masks or what should be open or closed. Will that anger, even contempt, fade as quickly as our peach blossoms? So we need to heal from our great losses and suffering, and from the cabin fever or even mental illness many have experienced. from stalled educations, sports development and careers, and devastated businesses. And we need to stay sensible and focused on getting through this together. Infections rose last week in 32 states, not including New Mexico, and Brazil just set a new high for new infections in a day. So let's not drop the ball while celebrating.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or New Mexico State University. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.